This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got this earlier. Is it true this is the first time the Cowboys defense has ever given up more than 500 points? Yes. Yes, indeed, it is true. And right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys. Sorry we had to push things back, but there's been a couple things going on at 11 o'clock today also.
Mickey, there are 6 head coach openings. You don't have any news to break there, right?
What? To fill one of those?
No. Everything's good with our head coach, I'm assuming.
I want the Giants job.
Okay.
You know what? They do want a Spagnola up there. Like they are fans. So.
Yeah.
When you look at these openings, just tell me who has the best quarterback in place.
Well, I guess that might depend on what you think about Fernando in place, because we might be okay. I got you in place. Different deal. Now, we were just talking about it. I know this is not surprising given the defense that we've watched all year, but to finish the season even with an extra game as the first Cowboys team to ever give up more than 500 points feels pretty, I'm going to say, depressing.
Well. And I think the depressing part about it, it's not so much the 500, because you've played, you know, a 17-game season now, right?
Yeah.
But I went back and looked, and this is the worst average per game, and it didn't matter if it was 1960, the first season in, franchise history when there was only 12 games, or 61, or 89. You name the season, even when they went 5-11 for 3 years in a row, they didn't give up this 30 points a game like this year.
Okay.
And this was just another continuation. And guess what? One team contributed 71 points to that total, and it was your New York Football Giants.
As predicted, right?
Yeah, no, okay. No. I would not have predicted that. All right, so then on the surface, it would seem as though someone has to pay for that, and I know Eberflus is the easy, I don't know if you think candidate or scapegoat is the right word. What is your read on that? Because from hearing from Jerry, man, I think he was going to keep him.
Well, if he does, he better get some players.
For sure.
Do you realize until Clowney got his three sacks yesterday, he and Houston were sitting there at 5.5, right, in 16 games?
Yeah.
The fewest sacks a Cowboy sack leader has had since 82, when the sacks became an official NFL stat, was six.
That's rough.
Six. They were at 5.5. All right?
Wow.
So you're sitting there going, okay, well, I guess I need defensive end help, right? Well, then you look at the linebackers and you're going, I really need a middle linebacker too, right? And then you look at the cornerbacks.
Oh,
and you're out there with a seventh-round draft choice rookie who got cut in Minnesota and a fifth-round draft choice who'd been hurt most of the year. Those were your starters.
Okay, Mickey,
and
I
you
can...
had two other starters who combined for 13 starts, and they're not even on the team. So when you start repairing this defense, where are you going?
Okay.
Can I get all those things?
I mean... Yeah, because you don't have four first-round picks. But I want to jump in on the cornerback bandwagon because, obviously, one year we know Trayvon Diggs had 11 interceptions. Another season, Deron Bland had six interceptions returned for touchdowns. This year, the Cowboys total had six interceptions, the lowest they've had in a season in franchise history, and their last one was caught by a defensive tackle. So that's
so
pretty bad.
Bland turned into a pretty darn good find in the fifth round, right?
Yep.
Diggs was a second-round pick, right?
Yep.
Played at Alabama. Those are pretty talented guys.
Sure.
Name me the most talented guy that played the most at cornerback this year.
Reddy Stewart.
Yeah, okay. He played the most.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he was an undrafted guy that played special teams with the Bears a little bit and then went to Minnesota and got cut.
Right.
And Kalen Carson was a late pick, so.
That's what I was talking
about.
He was the fifth round pick.
Yeah, man.
So you had starters that combined for 13 starts that are no longer on the team. So, yeah, Eberflus, why don't you get some more interceptions?
Yeah, okay.
Well, we struggled getting pressure on opposing quarterbacks. They went into this game with only 31 sacks. I think I counted up they were like 27th or 28th in sacks in the league. And then Clowney explodes and saves the day, and it finishes with 8.5. So they didn't have to sit there and go, well, our sack leader had 5.5 sacks.
So all we really need is a pass, at least one pass rusher, at least one linebacker, at least a corner. Okay, two linebackers, probably two cornerbacks, a safety, and then maybe a left guard.
And then you would like to spend money to re-sign Pickens, right?
Yep.
You would like to spend money to try to re-sign Clowney, although he's going into his 13th season. So you're not going to sign the guy for a five-year deal,
sure,
right? And
sure.
Give him a big signing bonus. So can you do it? You know, is he willing? And then who's playing middle linebacker for me?
And then I got a lot of questions also. And I know
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Tyler Smith kind of discussed this a little bit. He's going to be talking about it with Schottenheimer and them during his exit interview, but his potential move to left tackle.
Yeah.
Like, would that? How would that affect things going forward there, too?
Well, then you have to find a left guard. And then what are you doing with Guyton?
Maybe moving him to right tackle?
Maybe that.
Okay, maybe. Can he stay healthy enough to make you feel good about that?
Don't know about that.
Got another question mark.
And then you got to ask yourself, am I going to use a 3 years in a row, a first-round pick and an offensive lineman?
Right.
Especially when you have so many defensive needs.
Free agency has to come into play, right?
Yeah,
sure.
But again, you know, how much are you willing to spend? And they don't have a portal in the NFL.
We could really use that right now.
I've been telling you we need a portal. I said that last time, dude. I was like, let's get a portal going.
Well, Mickey, yeah. This sounds very much like a, but aside from that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? It really, really feels like that's the information we're getting right now.
I mean, you know, we talk about scheme for defense. Well, if you're leery about my guy lining up and playing man-to-man, well, then you're going to play zone. But to play zone,
we're
going to
reconnect with you in just 1 second. Sorry, Mickey, we're having a little bit of a phone issue. Let's try to reconnect real quick on that before he gets too far into his answer.
Somebody said Eberflus is responsible for personnel on the field. I don't know that he's responsible for the personnel he's given. I think he's responsible for how it performs whenever he has them. And being able to get, you know, something out of something that's just not going to work. Mozzie wasn't going to work.
Sure.
Everybody they brought through couldn't get the best out of him. Sometimes that's just the case. But I do believe, I agree with you're given this. But whenever you're like, hey, this is what you gave me and it's not good enough, I need better. You have to be vocal about that too.
All right, we got Mickey back there. Sorry, we were starting to chop up when you were starting your answer, so go back ahead and dive into that.
I was trying to remember where I left off.
We were talking just too about the personnel if you're going to run zone.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so you've got so many needs. You do have 2 first round picks, which, you know, basically tells you I better not trade one of them to get, use 2 of them for 1 guy, right?
Yeah. True.
I need 2 players out of that.
Yes.
And then, you know, and then in free agency, all right, but remember, you spent a lot of money to re-sign Lamb and Dak. So now where do I spread out my affordable funds? You can't just snap your finger and say, okay, I'm going to solve every one of these in the offseason. But they got to try, right? You got to try. You know, I understand there's free agency, but you know my philosophy on free agency. Why is the guy a free agent?
Right.
You know, if he's so good, why didn't that team re-sign him and keep him? Now,
yeah.
I understand cap problems, but again, to me, if it's a player that I just want to have, I'm going to do my best to be able to try and keep them. You got 1 franchise tag, so, you know, you may have to use that. We'll see how that goes. And then try to keep everybody happy. And we saw how that went last offseason. So it's like, I understand, but I just seem to think that, you know, scheme. So you try, everybody kind of fell in love with this idea of a 5-man front on
yes.
the defensive line,
yeah.
right? But then how did teams counter that?
Yeah.
Why do you think Tracy was catching all those passes? Because when they were in a 5-man front, you're down one a linebacker. And then who's covering the wide receiver in man, because you're not zoning that guy. When you're deficient in talent and you can't get corners that can play man defense exceptionally – I think you have to look there and middle linebacker. And, you know, you got Shamar James and DeMarvion Overshown. I don't know if any of them are a prototype middle linebacker. They're kind of outside linebackers. I mean, James finished with 13 tackles, you know, and some of them were out of necessity because no one stopped him up front at that point. So, yeah, they got a lot of things to work on. But just to say, well, that guy doesn't know what he's doing, I just don't know if that's fair or not. But then I'm sure there's some coaches that got fired yesterday that thought it was unfair, too.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. Did you pick up anything particularly interesting in the locker room? I know some guys boogie out ahead of time, but did you get to talk to anybody that had anything that you wanted to share with our audience?
Actually, that was part of the collision. I didn't get a chance to explain to you. Our podcast got moved to 11 o'clock on Mondays now.
Oh, no!
So I had three things I needed to do.
Man.
And unfortunately, I just did one, the podcast.
Sabotage.
Not to push you guys to the side.
I'm
going
to have to talk to Derek about this for sure.
Yeah. We're going to fix this up.
We'll fix it.
All right. Could we chat again tomorrow to maybe put a bow on everything?
We can chat all week if you want.
Because, oh.
You know, I don't think we're going to get shoddy until Wednesday. I think that's kind of the plan. We'll see if it works out then. So we're going to have stuff, you know, something going on. Hopefully I don't have an exit interview.
Well, I was actually going to ask about another person, but like if push comes to shove and you have to make a pick right now, do you believe the Cowboys are going to retain Eberflus?
I think they are.
I do too.
Just from the way Jerry
was
answering questions.
Yeah. No, I'm
and don't think, you know, he's scared of not doing what the popular opinion outside the star is, right?
Right.
I mean, he's big enough and strong enough to do what he thinks is right. So we'll see where that one goes. Remember the big stink everybody made because he went up into the coach's box?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not so much, right?
Yeah.
It didn't make much of a difference. And sometimes, you know, you look at the coordinator, but he brought some guys with him, but you got to look at the rest of the staff, too. And
yeah.
I think that's got something that they got to take a hard look at, for sure.
Yeah, I'm with you. If maybe we could just cut a deal where he says he can stay, but Kenneth Murray cannot. I might be okay with that deal if we can cut that. Thank you very much, Mickey. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
Yeah, that sounds good, and I'll try to get somewhere where the connection's better.
Thank you very much.
All right, see you guys.
There you go, Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.